Well, again, good afternoon to you. In America Today, we are dealing with some newly released and extraordinarily graphic combat video of brutal civilian death in Iraq. The website WikiLeaks says that the classified video is from a U.S. Apache helicopter, engaged in an 07 combat mission. We warn you that the video we are about to show you is disturbing and graphic.
According to WikiLeaks, this video dates to July 12, 2007. It shows two men WikiLeaks identifies as Reuters journalist Namir Nur El-Din and his driver, as well as several others. Namir's camera strap is audibly mistaken for a weapon. He and another man are thought to be equipped with RPGs and AK-47s.
Have 5 to 6 individuals with AK-47s. Yeah, we got a guy shooting.
The Reuters journalist, his driver, and the other men assemble, and the helicopter opens fire.
Light them all up.
202 traffic, 260s.
Come on, fire.
The tape identifies approximately 8 men as killed in the strikes, including the Reuters cameraman and his driver. They are apparently assumed to be insurgents.
Oh yeah, look at those dead bastards.
Nice. Good shoot.
Thank you.
Later, a family and neighbors, adults and children inside a minivan, pull up on the wounded to try to help. They too are fired upon.
Come on.
While the well-being of the adults in the van has not been reported, the two children in the van were seriously wounded. Until now, the military had said it didn't know how those children were injured and that the people killed were anti-Iraqi forces or insurgents. Near the end of the tape, ground troops arrive on the scene, at which point a tank drives over one of the dead bodies.
This guy just drove over a body.
Altogether, 12 people are believed to have been killed in that particular series of events. We should point out that the information that we do have right now is from WikiLeaks, which is a group known for leaking sensitive government and corporate documents, which in the past have proven to be authentic. The group also says that Reuters had reportedly been trying to get the video using a lawsuit under the Freedom of Information Act, had not as yet been successful. And as for the other side of this story, senior military officials telling NBC News this afternoon that they believe that the pilots were convinced that they were firing on armed insurgents. This happened in an area where U.S. soldiers had come under fire in the past. The pilots thought that they needed to take action. The Pentagon says that it sees no reason to investigate this any further and that there have been no calls for an investigation. They see no evidence of criminal intent or negligence in this particular case. Joining us now is Julian Assange. He is the co-founder of WikiLeaks. Also here today, Brett McGurk, former National Security Council staff member and Afghan policy expert, currently with the Council on Foreign Relations, Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaefer, senior fellow and external communications director for the Center for Advanced Studies, and Glenn Greenwald, columnist, constitutional lawyer for Salon.com, joins us by way of Skype. Julian, I'll begin with you. How did you come to possess these tapes?
We specialize in having whistleblowers send us this sort of information. So we acquired it in a process like this. We never speak too directly about our confidential sources.
But you would point this to a military whistleblower, effectively?
Yes, there were more than one military whistleblowers involved in releasing this material and surrounding documents to us. When we first obtained the video itself, that was encrypted.
Do you have more tapes like this?
Yes, we do.
How many?
I won't go into the precise number, but there was a rumor that the tape we were about to lease was about a similar incident in Afghanistan where 97 people were bombed in May last year. We have that video.
Do you intend to release that video as well?
Yes, as soon as we have finished our analysis, we will release it.
What is your intention in releasing these videos and acquiring these videos?
Well, we can see in this case, we really have unique material that shows how modern aerial warfare is done. Hasn't been revealed before. It also shows the debasement and moral corruption of soldiers as a result of war. It seems like They are playing video games with people's lives, and even the mission itself, although many may argue with the correctness of that mission, is thrown out the window. For example, when Saeed, one of the Reuters journalists, is lying prone on the ground, they may believe him to be an insurgent, but he clearly has no weaponry, no arms. There's no armed combat around him, and the what appears to be Good Samaritans who go to his aid are also clearly unarmed. If he was an insurgent, if they genuinely believed he was an insurgent, that wounded man should be interrogated and asked about what he was doing. But instead, you can hear on the transcript, they're saying, come on, buddy, just pick up a weapon. All we need you to do is pick up a weapon, because under the rules of engagement, as soon as he picks up a weapon, he can be killed. So their desire is simply to kill as many people as possible, to get as high scores as possible in their endeavor to kill people, and then brag about it to the rest of the troops. The mission itself is completely out the window.
Julian, please rejoin us again as you continue your efforts to document some of this coverage. Julian Assange, co-founder of WikiLeaks, I want to turn to you, Brett. You were in Baghdad at the time that this tape was shot, is that correct?
Off and on, yeah.
Put this in context. Is this typical? Is this an extraordinarily rare event? And how does this event fit into the context of the narrative or the arc of reality on the ground in Baghdad, particularly in the context of the surge?
I mean, this is the middle of the surge. Between April and July, we lost about 400 American soldiers in combat. This district was New Baghdad, called Nainisan, just south of Sadr City. It's the hottest of the hot zone. It's where we're finding RPG-29s, armor-piercing RPGs, the most sophisticated weapons coming in from Iran. We're losing soldiers every day. So that you can get a sense of what the attitude was like from the troops
there. And what about the frequency with which these types of mistakes get made?
Well, that's the mission, which was put down from General Petraeus, was to protect the population. That was the mission, and actually that mission has succeeded. This was an operation which, if you go to the beginning of the tapes, and I'm not going to defend anything here, but they thought they saw RPGs, which were, in fact, cameras, in an area of Baghdad, which was, again, one of the hottest of the hot zones. And so they engage these groups. It's a tragic, tragic tape. I want to say, having spent about 2 years of my life in Iraq, I mean, the journalists in Iraq, Iraqi journalists, are some of the bravest folks I've ever met. And this is a tragic, tragic video. However, from the perspective of the troops, who are in helicopters flying around being engaged by RPGs, and we've had helicopters shot down in this part of Baghdad, I can see where they were coming from. I think it's slanderous to say that their entire mission is to kill as many Iraqis as possible. Not at all. Our mission is to protect the population and engage targets who are terrorizing parts of Baghdad like we thought these people were.
Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer, you look at this and you ask yourself, what are the rules of engagement for our soldiers? And how do you, there's a reality in New York long ago where kids in the ghetto would take guns and point them at police, toy guns.
Oh, I know. Well,
how do you draw the line between the perceived threat of a camera tripod and a response like the one we're looking at and the rules of engagement, which I presume try to avoid this?
Well, and that's absolutely correct, and Dylan, I'm glad you used that example, because I was in exactly the situation where I had to shoot or not shoot an 8-year-old in Kabul within my first combat mission. And I chose not to, thank God, because at the last second, the thing he threw at the car, which we thought was a bomb,